Hey, I'm Savannah.
And I'm Adi, and we're the Pulidos.
We're here talking about simplifying our life, growing and loving our family, and learning about the world.
Today we're talking about our experience doing a 30-day decluttering challenge. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening and being part of this community. We're so excited to continue doing this. And yeah, I can't believe it's number 8.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. Before, like, I think the first like 6 episodes, we were recording without pretty much like without other people listening.
Yeah, we hadn't launched the podcast
yet. Launched it. And so now we are within the first few weeks of launch week, right?
Yeah.
Within the first weeks. And so we're so excited to be a part of this. And now it seems like, hey, we have some people listening.
Yeah, it's been really awesome.
But anyway, so yeah, it's been pretty good. So we have a question today brought to you by Savannah.
Yes. Okay, so my question for today is, what is one of the worst purchases you've made? So what's something that you bought or
yeah,
whatever, and you just regretted it, whether you regretted it right away or maybe later just realized that it was not a good purchase?
The one thing that I kind of recently purchased that I like kind of definitely regret was the purchase of buying a bike. I did a ton of research looking at, like, you know, the specs of this bike and everything, and I thought this would, you know, suit my needs and stuff. My plan was to use it for work and, you know, ride the bike and not drive. And this was in at the time when I was living in San Jose.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, I ended up like having the bike, all that stuff, pieces like still in the box, and then for so long, and then my friend, my roommate, he opened it up. From the box and started to build the whole bike and everything and put things together, and he like fixed it, you know, he built the bike and stuff. There's couple of little pieces and stuff that did not really quite work. I remember taking the bike from upstairs to downstairs and, you know, ready to go in the morning and stuff, and took a picture with me in the bike. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna do this. And and I noticed that I get on the bike, I started to like pedal, and I realized like the handle was not fully, like the handlebar was not fully like connected to the front tire.
Oh no.
So when I turned to the right, the wheel wouldn't turn, you know, right.
Oh my goodness.
It would turn the other way or so. And so it was just so wonky, and and also the tires were super flat. And, you know, so just stuff like that, and didn't work, and I tried to fix it and couldn't. And so I ended up taking that bike to Oregon with us.
Yeah.
You know, put that in like the U-Haul truck, and now it's still like outside now in our house.
Yeah.
And ever since like that. And so I've had that for like maybe 3 good years now without being, you know.
And you've never ridden it?
No.
Well, you tried once.
I tried. And yeah. So I have not, though. So it's pretty much, you know, collected rust over the time. So that's one thing that I definitely, like, regret getting.
Yeah, definitely.
I think if someone, I could have paid extra for someone to have, like, you know, built the bike, like, at the store where I got it. The issue was that, like, it would have been hard for me to get it, you know, to ship from there to my house and stuff. So so that's what I kind of, my worst purchase.
So for my worst purchase, one that just came to mind just now,
yeah,
is this program that I paid for.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a kind of like a fitness slash health program.
Yeah.
And what it was, so it all started with, like, this was like a friend of somebody I knew who was working for this company.
Uh-huh.
And it was supposed to help with like the alignment of your body. So it was kind of like,
oh,
it was kind of like chiropractic,
uh-huh,
but it was different than that. But that was kind of the general idea, was about like your body's alignment.
Yeah.
And I had been having like a lot of shoulder pain for a long time.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, maybe this would be really good for me and like help with this whole shoulder issue.
Uh-huh.
So I decided to do it because it sounded like so perfect for my issues that I had going on.
Right.
And yeah. And like I said, it was a friend of somebody in my family and all this stuff. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. It sounds really good. So I enroll in the program and it was expensive.
Yeah.
Like it was so expensive. I was going in once every 2 weeks. So it was like a 1 hour session once every 2 weeks and it was crazy expensive. I don't remember how much, but I mean, it was a lot of money.
Yeah.
And that was with a discount because since it was like a friend of the family,
yeah,
he like gave me a discount, but it was still so expensive. And so what it was is every 2 weeks I would go in there and he would take measurements of like different parts of my body and it was looking at like the alignment.
Oh, okay.
And that was supposedly it was like, well, you know, if your hips aren't aligned and then, you know, this isn't aligned or whatever, that can cause all these aches and pains and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And so what would happen is he would take these measurements and then he would give me a set of exercises to do. Uh-huh. And then I had to go home and do those exercises twice a day, uh-huh, every day. And so it was like maybe a 20 to 30 minute set of exercises that I had to do twice a day.
Uh-huh.
And then I would go back in 2 weeks and he would retake the measurements. And the goal was over time for my body to get back into alignment. Now, I am not trying to say uh-huh this was a hoax. Or like that they were cheating me out of my money or anything like that. But because I do think that there is some truth and some like there's something to it.
Yeah.
Like I still do think that. But it definitely was not worth the amount of money that I paid.
Yeah.
Because what ended up happening is over the time that I was going in for these sessions, like I did start to feel better. And I think it was kind of helping my body. But in order to maintain that and have it like continue to, for my, like specifically my shoulder was the main right problem, for that uh-huh to continue to like feel good, they basically told me at the end, like that I would have to continue doing these exercises like every day.
Yeah.
And that just wasn't feasible like for my life.
Right.
Like there was no way I was going to continue doing those like indefinitely. And so basically I think that it pretty much just went back to how it was plus maybe got worse.
Oh man.
And so it's just so funny to like think about now that I paid all that money and I'm like probably worse off than I was when I started. And yeah, it was just, like I said, I think there's something to it, like to the idea, but the way that it was implemented, it wasn't working for me.
Oh my gosh. It sounds horrible.
Yeah. So that was definitely not a good purchase, but
yeah,
I feel like that was definitely a live and learn type of moment.
So let's get down to the nitty gritty.
So today we are talking about the 30-day minimalism decluttering challenge that we did.
Yeah, I'm so excited about this episode. It was so much fun doing this challenge for 30 days or 31 for us, but it was very cool. And so it's a cool topic to dive into. We definitely like talked about it like during the launch week, but we're now like diving in a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So
yeah. It's called the 30-day minimalism game and it was started by the minimalists. You can find them at theminimalists.com or on Instagram at theminimalists.
Yeah.
So how this game or challenge works is it's 30 days or mm-hmm 31. We ended up doing the 31, like you said, bonus day.
Yeah, bonus day.
And so on the first day, you declutter one item from your home. And then on the second day, you declutter two items. Mm. On the third day, three items and so forth.
Right.
All the way for, you know, 31 days.
31 days. Yeah. And so at the end, you should have decluttered a total of 496 items.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah. It sounds like a lot. And just because it's a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So why did we decide to do this?
Yeah, so we have been decluttering quite a bit. We've been trying to sell and donate things regularly. And I think it's become a MO for me to have like clean things and throw things away and declutter things.
Yeah.
And ever since knowing about minimalism and hearing about, you know, getting rid of things and bringing joy into your life, and I started to see, you know, life a little more differently, and it's been very cool to see that, you know, like people are living and, you know, on the a simple life, and so yeah, it's been it was very encouraging, and so we started little by little, you know, getting rid of stuff like we said, and then we heard about the 30-day challenge thing.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's when we were like, I think we should do this, you know, and challenge ourselves and do it, you know, within like a month, 30 days, 31 days in a row, and just commit and see what happens, you know. And at the end, I don't think there's winners or losers, you know. I think there's winners, you know.
Yeah.
And that's you. Like, so the whole point of this is for you to start, you know, decluttering. Right. That's a big thing. And so that the game helps you think differently about the items you have in the house.
Yeah.
And ask, like, you know, yourself, like, what's important in my life?
Yeah. Why is this here?
And looking at an item and asking, like, do I need this? If I do, awesome. If I don't, okay, well, great. You know, great. But then also asking why. Why do I need this and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And does it add value into my life?
Yeah.
Or into, you know, like, other people's lives and stuff. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, so I think because we had already been decluttering and getting rid of things, the 30-day challenge really just motivated us to look closer and think about what other things we could say goodbye to that maybe we hadn't really considered yet. Because there's a lot of things that just you end up... Who was it that was talking about this whole phenomenon where once the clutter is there for a long enough amount of time, your brain like doesn't even register it anymore as... you don't even really recognize that it's there.
That's true. I think I might be mistaken, but I think we've seen so much stuff like this. I think Tiny House Nation.
Oh yeah.
I think one of the guys. There are these two dudes, that help, you know, families, with like building a tiny house.
Yeah.
And so I think one of the guys said that like once you start seeing all this clutter, like your mind kind of just
blocks it out.
And so it's like, you can't tell, right? Like there's a bunch of junk and stuff and declutter, you know, cluttered stuff.
Yeah. It's like, room. It's kind of like the idea of if you have, you know, a few items that you are planning on, you know, taking and donating, and you have them like in a pile in your room or in the living room or whatever. And you keep seeing it. And maybe like the first few days or whatever, you see that thing and you think like, oh yeah, it's a reminder to yourself. Oh yeah, I'm going to take that. But then eventually if you don't do it, then you stop seeing it anymore. And it's like, it just becomes part of the room and you don't recognize that it's not supposed to be there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So as far as our plan for going into the game, I feel like we didn't have a super systematic plan of like, this is how we're going to do this. And this is like what we're going to do.
Right.
I wanted to make a note of the fact that didn't we start this right before, like just a couple of days before or a couple of days after we got our foster kid?
Yeah, I think it was during.
Yeah.
You know.
As I'm thinking about it, I feel like we might have actually started it a couple of days before he got there. But either way, it was right around that time.
That's true.
When he came, because we were the first one, we went to the post office and it was just the two of us.
That's not true. Yes.
But no, it's fine. Because I think we already knew that he was coming.
That's true. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Regardless, it was right around the time that we got another kid.
Yeah.
And my point in saying that is we probably weren't as systematic about it as we would have been if we had more time and energy to put into it.
Yeah.
But we still were like, no, we wanted to do this. We're going to do it. And so we did.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of, I feel like the way we did it is we sort of started with the things that were more obvious. Like, okay, we know that this is something we've been meaning to get rid of for a while.
Uh-huh.
So let's get rid of this. And then.
Yeah. The first thing that we got rid of was, a sweater of mine that we sold. Yeah, that we sold and shipped it out and stuff. So that was the first thing.
Yeah.
That we knew, like, okay, well, this has to go out, like, soon, so let's just do this as part of our challenge.
Yeah, that's
right. So we kind of had little things, like, we, you know, kind of planned that they were gonna go. Mm-hmm. Either, you know, we were gonna sell this or like donate and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we kind of went room by room a little bit. Like
a little bit.
I know we spent a few days looking at the kitchen and kind of going through things in the kitchen. And then we kind of moved on to other areas and then to upstairs.
I think the whole, yeah, having the, a system and stuff kind of was like towards like the middle, and especially towards the end of the 30-day challenge, we started to come up with a good system. Yeah. I think the first like half was a little like, okay, let's figure out what can we look, you know, right. do and stuff. And then we knew like, okay, once we get into like Savannah's closet or once we get into like the kitchen or this other closet, we're going to find a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so we're kind of saving that towards the end.
Right.
Or when we had like, you know, tough days where we're like, we can't find anything. So let's just like go to this one place that we know we could definitely find some stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to talk briefly about kind of the mindset that we had going mm-hmm. into it and why we think about it in a specific way
yeah.
and why we talk about it in a specific way.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of briefly talked already about the mindset behind it that, you know, we've talked about that a lot with wanting to simplify our life, wanting to get rid of things that don't yeah. serve a purpose or don't bring us joy. So that was kind of the mindset behind it. And then along with that, the specific words that we say, a lot of times when we're getting rid of things, we use the phrase saying goodbye to.
Uh-huh.
And I think the reason that we say that is because instead of saying like, oh, we're getting rid of this or uh-huh. we're throwing this away or whatever. Well, a lot of times we're not throwing it away, which we're going to get into that.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of, I feel like saying getting rid of has more of a negative connotation of like, oh, this was just
yeah.
junk in our home and we're yeah. finally getting rid of it.
Right.
But if when we're saying the phrase saying goodbye to, the reason is because it served its purpose. Like mm-hmm. it was here in our home for a time and it served its purpose during that time. But now we're ready to move on from that thing.
Yeah.
And that might sound a little dramatic, a little like hippy dippy, but that is... I think that's important.
Yeah.
And we also, I think we talked about this in another episode that we sometimes thank the items.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that we said thank you to all 496 items right. that we got rid of.
Yeah.
But there are certain things that maybe we do have a little bit of an emotional attachment to.
Yeah.
Or something that we really did use a lot.
Right.
And that was kind of a important part of our life for a while.
Right.
There is something to it, and you do kind of feel silly at first, but there is something to actually holding the thing in your hands and thanking it and be and just, you know, out loud.
Yeah.
Saying, you know, thank you. And we aren't thinking that the object is, you know, hearing us or right. has feelings or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's for us, you know, to acknowledge that we had this thing and it served its purpose and that we are now letting it go.
Yeah. There's an awesome thing about the power of like declaring, right?
Mm-hmm.
Declaring certain stuff out loud. And that means, yeah, like saying it out loud.
Yeah.
And that just makes it like real.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
Like, I think that kind of looking back at times where I'm like, man, I have this like, you know, secret or crush on someone and telling my friend, like, no, if I say it out loud, it just sounds like, no, it's too crazy. But once yeah. I do, it's like, yeah, this is real now. Right. It's not yeah, just like,
so
like a secret that I have that nobody else knows except for me.
Yeah.
You know? And so I think that there's a power there for mm-hmm. sure of declaring stuff. And so, you know, if you're too embarrassed or whatever, like just you could do it when you're alone and stuff and saying, hey, like, thank you.
Yeah.
Right. And so I think it took us a while for us to say that a lot. But I think that once we did, we were like, cool. Yeah. I think we are kind of free from this thing. You know, we could just either donate it, sell it or throw it away.
Yeah.
Right. So.
Yeah. And that's part of the Marie Kondo method of from her book The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. And I think we also talked in another episode about how that seemed like it helped our kids when we were decluttering things.
Yeah.
A lot of times instead of saying like, do you want to keep this or get rid of it, we would say like, do you want to keep it or thank it?
Yeah.
And they knew what that meant, that, you know, thank it means to like say thank you and then it's going to go to somebody else.
Yeah. And it was so awesome to see that them applying that and seeing them like move on from that object, you know, And so it was cool. It was a little tough for, like, you know, for some, like, our son, but like it took him a couple extra steps for him to finally be like, yeah, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
But it was very beautiful.
Yeah. And I think one thing to note is, like, the reason, you know, that we did involve them in that is we don't want to, like, we want to raise kids who are valuing people and relationships more than they're valuing things.
Yeah.
But along with that, I wanted to point out that it is different, I think, for kids who are in the foster care system. Mm-hmm. I think there's a little extra caution and care that needs to be taken, because there were certain things that our kids had really strong attachments to, like certain pieces of clothing that didn't fit them anymore.
Yeah.
And whether it was because of the person that gave it to them or some memory that they had attached to it, like, who were we to tell them that didn't have value to them? You know, like, we weren't there. We haven't seen the things that they have gone through. So who are we to tell them, like, nope, this item doesn't have a purpose in your life anymore. So if they were telling us, you know, especially with our oldest, there were some things that I could tell she was really very attached to when it came to clothing. And so we did tell her, like, you know, this is too small for you now. Like, it doesn't serve that function anymore.
Yeah.
But we can keep it as a memory. And she did have a few things that she just held on to because of the memory attached to it.
Right. Yeah. And so we kept that, you know, because we understand that, like, objects have memory, right?
And even the smell.
The smell and the touch, you know, the feel. So it's all there. And so there's a big importance of that, like, keeping that, you know, strong and with you and stuff. And so that's a good point that you brought up, because it's a hard thing for the kids, you know?
Yeah.
So that's good.
What was our criteria that we used for determining whether to keep something or declutter it?
Mm-hmm. One of them was, do I use it?
Mm-hmm.
If I don't use it, has it served its purpose, you know, in my life or our life, if it's both of our things, you know? Mm-hmm. Can you think of anything?
Yeah. So I think the first thing is, do I use it? So if it's something that, you know, we're using and we're happy that we're using it, then that's kind of a obvious one that we're going to keep it.
Yeah.
But I think the second part of that is, that goes along with, do I want it, is, does it bring me joy?
Yeah.
Because bringing you joy is an important purpose in your life. So there are some things that, and we talked about this before, there are some things that don't serve a practical purpose.
Yeah.
There's no reason why objectively we need these things in our life, but their purpose, the thing that they're doing, the job that they're fulfilling, is that they're bringing us joy.
Yeah.
And The Minimalists and Marie Kondo, I think, both talk about those things about, like, does it bring you joy? I mean, I know that's a big thing with Marie Kondo, is, like, hold it and really think about, does this item bring me joy?
Spark joy. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Does it spark joy?
Yeah.
And so I really think that those were the two main criteria that we used.
Yeah. I think the latter one, most importantly, too, does it bring joy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, like, no matter how old an object might be, or how new it might be, how much it cost you, or who gave it to you too, mm-hmm. you know, as a gift, like, I think at the end of the day, like, you own that. And so now it's like, okay, well, what are you gonna do with it?
Yeah.
You know, and it's okay for, like, I think that there's, like, an item that you have, it's like semi-broken or it's about to break, you know, it's pretty old, worn out, but you love that thing, like, awesome, mm-hmm. you know, keep at it.
Yeah, totally.
You know, so I can think of so many things that I have, like, a hole in the, like, clothes or whatever that I still enjoy using. And yeah.
And when we were counting the items, because each day we had a set number of things that we were supposed to declutter.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about how we counted them, because there were certain things that were super small.
Right.
Like, I had a bunch of hair clips and things like that. Yeah. And we didn't,
like, earrings as well.
Yeah, earrings.
Yeah.
Random old, like, gift cards that were just trash and things like that. So we didn't count every single individual item as its own thing.
No.
We kind of felt like that was cheating. So yeah. We just sort of did it off of our intuition of like what made sense,
mm-hmm.
And what kind of felt right as far as what things to bundle together and count as one item, mm-hmm. and what to count as individual items.
Like, for example, like we had like the junk drawer and stuff. First off, like that term to describe a specific drawer in your kitchen, I think that I want to dive into that a little bit. And I think that, like, I just don't like that word.
Yeah.
Drawer. No, I'm kidding. I don't like...
It's a horrible word.
You know, junk. And, like, that already, like... You're already labeling that drawer and identifying that as, like, okay, this is going to be junk that goes in this drawer. Yeah, things that
don't serve a purpose.
Right? And so I want to just, like, challenge that, you know, and call that out, you know, and say, like, okay, well, what can we, like... What can we do, you know? And I think that we could change its name, you know? I think that as a society, as a nation, we have, have labeled this drawer as the junk where the junk drawer where things go. And there's a bunch of miscellaneous stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think that kind of you already put yourself at a disadvantage, you know?
That's true. And for the record, we do have a junk drawer, but... I like your idea of
just the labeling,
proposing
it.
a name change.
I think just changing the name, I think that kind of helps your mind like be resetted and be like, okay, well, to reset, you know, and think like, okay, well, this drawer now is going to be labeled this way, yeah. You know? Well, I don't know what's a good name for that.
I don't know. We should put a poll on our Instagram.
We should. Instead of junk drawer, what do you prefer?
Yeah.
Just drawer? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So... I don't know. I would love to rename that. But anyway, so like one of the days I took out some stuff from the junk drawer or whatever. Or the drawer. I don't know. I can't.
Or as I like to call it, the drawer.
The drawer. Let's just call it the drawer now, from now on. You know what I'm talking about. Yes. And so, you know, so we had a bunch of like, just cards and stuff. And so I was like, I'm just going to count this as one.
Yeah.
You know, a bunch of like gift cards and stuff that they were too old or like certain things that were expired. And so the cards and
I think if it was something small and that we had more than one of the same thing, we would count it as one. But as far as clothing, like we counted each piece of clothing separately.
Yeah.
But just if it was something super small.
Super small.
And that all kind of went together, we just counted that as one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know there was something that I kept saying to you, like, oh, yeah, it's time to say goodbye to, but I can't remember what it was.
Yeah. And, we're not home right now, so we can't look around. But
I think was it the bike?
I think so. It might have been the bike.
I feel like there was something else, though. Let me think.
I think one of the things I thought you were going to get rid of and I was hoping... that you were get rid of was the like 500 set of eggs, Easter eggs that you have that you got for like $2 at Walmart.
That was the best deal of my life.
Right. But the thing is 500
plastic Easter eggs.
What are you going to do with 500 eggs? Like we used it once and we still have those 500 eggs. Like, I think, we still have the whole like set. And it's kind of like, it's just a lot. So
do you think I should just get rid of some of them and keep some of them?
Yeah. Maybe keep like 25 or something.
Well, that's not very many.
And, that's one thing I was hoping that we could get rid of. I was hoping for you to get rid of more stuff and like from your closet.
My closet? Like what? I got rid of a lot of stuff from my closet.
I don't know. I thought there was more stuff there.
Clothes?
I think I was anticipating you looking at your closet like a lot earlier during the challenge. You know, like I was just like thinking like, well, I'm sure there's a bunch of stuff in there. And
I did eventually clean it up.
But mm-hmm. I was kind of anticipating you doing that a lot earlier. So
interesting.
A little different, but yeah. So the eggs is the only thing I could think of.
That's the big thing,
500 eggs.
I know. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Maybe the next time we declutter.
What
Well,
about me?
it's funny too because I actually we got rid of a lot of Christmas decor. I'm surprised I didn't. I don't know why.
That's true.
I think I just view those 500 eggs as like one set.
Yeah.
So for some reason I was thinking like, oh, well, I want to keep them. I don't know. Anyway.
You already talked about me, actually. Never mind.
Oh wait, but I'm trying to think if there was anything else.
Oh.
Because I feel like there was one thing that I kept saying like,
Yeah.
time to say goodbye to the.
Such and such.
Yeah, what
I
was
don't
it?
know. I don't know.
I can't remember, but it might have been the bike.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And you still have
I still have
it.
it. It sucks.
I know. You do need to say goodbye to that.
Okay, so I think the most exciting part is to talk about the stuff that we got rid of.
Yeah.
There's 496 things that we got rid, items that we got rid of. And so I did the statistics and looked into like what did we get rid of. And so I narrowed it down to six categories.
Okay.
Okay. So the first category is clothing. Second is electronics. I included CDs as electronics,
That's fine. That makes sense.
but the majority is, something that you need to plug in,
Yeah.
to get energy. No.
Energy.
I counted,
Electricity.
yeah, electricity. There we go. The third is books, slash paper,
Okay.
scratch paper,
Yeah.
whatnot. Fourth is kitchen. The number five is miscellaneous slash like accessories. That can mean many things, but
Okay, yeah.
kind of made a little list. So miscellaneous accessories and the things you could might find in the bathroom.
It's like a game show. Things you find in a bathroom.
Go.
Q-tips. Okay, that's
Okay,
so funny.
and the last one, six, is wedding stuff, like wedding decor.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So yeah, there's a lot of stuff. So I want you to guess out of those six categories to name like the most items within that category that we got rid of.
Okay. My first instinct is to say that the top one was clothes.
So again, clothing, electronics, books slash paper, kitchen, miscellaneous accessories, and bath. And then number six is wedding.
Oh, I know what it is.
What is it?
I have a pretty good guess that the top one was kitchen.
Is that your final guess?
Yeah.
Okay. And then guess what's the least amount of items in.
Oh, you know what? There was also a lot of wedding stuff too, man. No, I'm not sure. But I'm still gonna stick with
So kitchens, that's number
I think
one.
kitchen was number one, and then
And
the
what was the
lowest
lowest?
maybe electronics?
Okay. All right.
Or maybe a bathroom.
So the number one item, it has 130 items in this
Whoa,
category.
really?
130.
Okay,
Yeah.
what was it?
And that's miscellaneous accessories and bath.
Okay, that's not fair.
No, well, miscellaneous, I should have said. So I included like puzzles, markers, gift cards, broken stuff, hair accessories, tools, toys, plastic stuff, glasses, covers,
Okay,
etc.
and I forgot that I didn't realize that bathroom was part of the miscellaneous one.
Yeah, but that's not even a lot. So with bathroom stuff, I only counted eight items.
Okay, so I feel like that's not fair.
Really?
I think if I was right with one of the second, with the second one, I think you should still give it to me.
Okay. I didn't know this was a game show now. Okay.
I
I'll give
still
it
get
to
the
you
points
just to get the
if.
point.
Okay.
So anyway, the bathroom stuff items, there was eight things that we decluttered. Accessories was 13, and I'm kind of blanking actually on the accessory stuff.
Well, I
I
know
was thinking
I.
actually hair accessories.
Yeah, there was hair accessories,
Yeah.
jewelry,
Yes.
belts.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And then so that was number one with 130. So the lowest you said electronics, right? And you are correct. So you get 2 points total. So that has 28 items.
Wow, that's still a lot.
That's a lot. So we got rid of a lot of things. You want to name some?
Electronics.
Electronics.
Yeah, we got rid of 3 Alexa Echoes.
Actually, 2.
Okay, never mind.
We got rid of 2. We had 3 Alexas. They were all gifted to us.
Yeah.
Which we'll talk about.
Yeah, yeah, we will.
So about gifts.
We got rid of 2 Alexas. We got rid of 2 massage things, like a foot massager and a shoulder massager.
They were actually gifts as well.
Yeah, those were gifts. We got rid of, I'm trying to think. Did you didn't count the curling iron. I'm assuming that was like bathroom stuff.
I think I did.
Oh, okay. Hair dryer. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because that's electronic.
And we also got rid of like 3 iPhones, like old iPhones had. Oh, yeah.
3 iPhones.
And then in a iPod, like Shuffle I had. Mm-hmm. And so stuff like that. Yeah. So that was very cool. So clothing, I was surprised. I thought clothing was going to be, that would have been my choice.
For number one.
So because we got rid of so much clothes, especially mm-hmm. towards the end.
Yeah.
So we got rid of 98 items of clothing.
Wow.
And again, electronics, 28, books and paper, 63 items.
Okay.
There was a lot of books we got rid of.
Wait. You're forgetting to give me my points. So the second after miscellaneous was clothing?
No.
Oh, you haven't told me yet?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
What's the second one?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, kitchen, 106.
Is that the second one?
Yeah.
So I was right.
Were you? I forgot.
Yeah, honestly. I said kitchen.
Okay. So, and then wedding was 71.
Oh, yeah. A lot of wedding stuff.
And that's the grand total of 196 items.
496.
Is 496.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So wow. That was a lot.
That's cool.
So wedding stuff, there was a ton. So towards the end, we found a box that, like mm-hmm. two actually boxes that we, that had a lot of wedding decor stuff that we used on our wedding. And that included like
picture frames,
that had candles, table numbers, a lot of like candles, a lot of candle holders, a lot of stuff like you would see on our dining tables, and among other things.
And actually,
fake acorns as well. Yeah.
Actually, some of the a few of the kitchen things that I got rid of were those glass soda bottles that we also used for our wedding. And I kept a bunch of them thinking like, oh, I'll use these.
Yeah.
And we've been married for 2 years and I've barely used them.
Right.
So I decided to just hold on to like 2 or 3 of them.
Yeah.
And declutter the rest of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was a lot of wedding stuff.
Yeah. And yeah, so that's it. And then, so then as far as donating, throwing things away or selling them, I did the math.
Oh, you did.
So yeah, donation, trash, sold, and then underneath that, gifts within those 3 things.
Like things that we gave away.
No, sorry. Things that we got, that we gave away, that were gifts.
Oh, that people had given to us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got it.
So out of those 3 categories, donation, trash, and sold, what was the number one category that like we had the most items?
Are you counting things we gave away for free as donating or as sold?
Donating.
Okay, I'm guessing donating was a top one.
It was. Yeah, so with 288 items that we donated.
Oh, wow, so over half, right?
Yeah, so we used Facebook Marketplace as mm-hmm. one of the big resources to donate. And then blanking on the name.
Goodwill
as the other place.
Yeah.
Trash, we used their local trash to throw away a bunch of stuff that were either broken or too old. Worn down.
Yeah, things like that we couldn't recycle.
Recycle or, yeah. And then, so 88 items of trash and then 120 that we sold. And that includes about 14 items items that we sold through Poshmark. And that's an app that you could
sell clothes
and a bunch of other stuff. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And then I wrote down like amount of gifts that we like gave away that were ours, you know, to mm-hmm. begin with. And I wrote down 12, but as you were talking about the Alexas and then the massagers, that's like 5 there. So I would say about like 20, honestly, 20 mm-hmm. items that were gifted to us. And I really like one thing that you told me regarding gifts that you heard from, like, I think the minimalist, right?
No, I think I heard it from a YouTuber. So I was watching a YouTuber who was talking about minimalism and specifically about gifts and how to, and just thinking about decluttering things that people have given to you as a gift. And she was just saying that once a gift has been, has passed from the giver to the receiver, it is now your choice to decide what to do with it. And that's something that I think it's good for us to talk about this because it's hard not to feel guilty when you're decluttering something that someone gave to you. But the thing is that it's just an object and it's not representative of their relationship with you or your feelings toward them. And obviously, I think that you need to use some caution with this and some like be considerate, and you don't want to, if someone gives you something that is extremely valuable to them and they're now saying like, this is extremely valuable to me and I'm passing it along to you, you might want to consider how to, that you don't want to just immediately be like, oh, I don't want this and get rid of it. And, I think there's something to be said for, considering like, okay, maybe this isn't something I really thought I wanted, but does it fit into my life and all of that? But I think if you've kind of, taken some time and been thoughtful about it, it's better for you to pass that along to someone else than just have it sit in your house and become something that, you don't use or you don't want and doesn't, bring you joy. So you don't have to feel guilty about decluttering things that were gifts.
Totally. Yeah, and that's just that's a hard, like, truth, I guess, for me, because I do value people's, like, heart behind that gift, and especially if, like, they, like, traveled and said, "Hey, I got this from you from this one place," and, like, I do appreciate the intention and the object, and the item that I received, and how, it got to me and everything, and the thought about it. And so,
Well, gifts are one of your love languages,
and
actually.
it is, yeah, I think that, so that's just how I receive that, and, like, I appreciate it so much. And so it is really hard for me to, like, if I realize, like, okay, like, come to realize, like, okay, well, this is no longer, like, an item that, like, I want or need, or, I fully, like, maxed out, like, the use with this item, or no longer, like, fits my lifestyle or whatever. I need to part ways with it. I think it's kind of hard. It takes me a long time to finally, like, let go. It might be like a month or years to finally be like, okay, cool, like, this has collected enough dust, hiding behind, like, the, I don't know, somewhere, tucked in. And so, like, within this 30-day challenge, I knew that I had some stuff that I got, that I just didn't, use anymore, didn't want. And so, especially, like, even things that I got for myself, like, things that I got when I traveled. I think that it was very, very hard, to let go of certain things that I bought, like, in certain, countries or whatever. And but I knew that, like, I just didn't no longer I, there was no joy there anymore, but just the fact that I behind this, behind this, like, object, the meaning behind it, it's like, okay, well, I told Savannah this, and she responded with an awesome, like, response, I guess. She, I said, like, this item came from, like, Cuba, or this item came from, this one country, and I'm touching it right now. And you're like, you said, what'd you say? You said, well, you went to Cuba and I'm touching you, and so that was very, like, eye-opening. It's kind of silly, but I was like, that is so true. Like, so I think that, so I was like, yeah, I don't need this, to help me remember, like, the story behind, going to this one place. Right. And it's like, so I just let it go, and it felt good, You know, I this game, the big intention for this is for you to also have fun with it. You know, it's a game, so play along with it, have fun with it. And it's supposed to be like a torturing thing for you to be like, no, like, I don't want to do this, or I was really sad letting go of this thing. You know, like that's the wrong way to play.
No, that's very true.
I think. Yeah, like I was gonna say, like towards the end of letting go of something that was kind of hard, like a gift, you know, or something that I got from far away or whatever. Like at the end of the day, like I felt good, felt free,
totally,
you know.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I don't want this anymore. I want space for other stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, what were you gonna say?
Oh no, that's good. I like what you said about, you know, that it is supposed to be fun and it's not supposed to be something to like torture you and
right
or whatever, and you can still. The point of this is not to get rid of things that mean a lot to you. Like the point of it is to get rid of the things that aren't serving you and that don't have a purpose in your life anymore. And I was just going to say, like, I got out of it with still 500 plastic Easter eggs in my closet. So it's not going to like strip you down to where you have nothing,
right?
You know, nothing fun, nothing exciting in your home anymore. Like that's not the point.
Yeah. And so it was very cool. Like, I think that after this game, you know, there's still stuff we could get rid of. You know, there's still certain things that we're like, I don't think we need this, you know. And so it is pretty bizarre how crazy, like 496 items, like how big that sat in that, you know, number sounds. But, you know, in other ways, you could think like, man, like actually it doesn't seem like there's a ton of stuff I got rid of, you know.
Yeah.
And either way, like again, you shouldn't be judging yourself and like hating on yourself and whatever, you know, just have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a very cool experience. I think I definitely would do it again.
Totally.
And I think we still can, you know, we could do it another round.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to bring up was we actually decluttered quite a few Christmas decorations. And I was surprised about that. I was surprised about how kind of like willing I was to declutter some of those things, because Christmas is my favorite time of the year and decorating for Christmas is something that I love doing and that's really you know, important to me,
right?
And it still is, like that hasn't changed.
Yeah.
But one of the things I was trying to think about is, okay, does this particular decoration here, do I actually like this thing?
Right.
You know, does this particular thing, like, is it my aesthetic? Is it our, you know, is it the style of our home? Does this particular thing bring me joy? And not just thinking like, well, Christmas brings me joy and this is a Christmas decoration, so I have to keep it.
That's true.
And I was also just thinking too about, you know, having fewer things and wanting to downsize how many things we have, and that there are other ways to decorate for Christmas. And so one of the things that we decided to get rid of our Christmas wreath, like the big wreath that we put on our door, because it was artificial, but it looked like a regular, like, you know, evergreen wreath. And so we just decided, well, why don't we just buy one each
fresh
year
one.
That's
yeah.
real
a real one
and hang it on our door, just like we buy a real Christmas tree each year. And that way you're not having to store it,
right?
It, you have that, you know, you're bringing something that's like real and alive and green into your home, which is always, you know, fun and a really cool, like, aesthetic to have.
And then
it's just you know, it's plants, so it's not like something that you're throwing away and it's going into a landfill, because they're natural things that are, you know, it's just a plant. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't feel like, because I don't like the idea of like buying something every year and then just throwing it away,
right?
You know, but that's different.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was just one thing I was thinking about too, is that was something, you know, that I didn't really think I would want to declutter, but I actually felt really good about it. So you already touched on it briefly, but let's talk about how we got rid of the things.
Yeah.
So the first thing you said was, you know, donating.
Right.
So we donated a lot of things to Goodwill. And then we also like gave away some things for free on Facebook Marketplace and other like Facebook groups for our community.
Yeah.
And then we also sold some things. through Facebook Marketplace and through Poshmark.
Yeah. So those two places, Facebook Marketplace and then Poshmark, they were pretty cool because we got to interact and communicate with someone who wanted those things, you know, and it was very cool to know that, oh yeah, this thing is going to, you know, go to someone's house, you know, because with, you know, Goodwill and stuff, that's a little different, right? It's like, okay, well, it's going to be sold and stuff. And we don't know who's going to get it or not, but it was very cool to see that. Right. I think that was very cool to interact with those people and give it to someone that like really wants it and needs it. Right.
Yes. Yeah. So that was kind of the best and like the most sort of rewarding way to get rid of things was to actually sell it. Or even to just donate it to somebody on Facebook who wanted it because, yeah, like you said, it just felt like, oh, this is actually going to this specific person who I actually have like a face and a name, and they're getting this thing that I don't want anymore and it doesn't serve a purpose for me anymore, but this person actually is wanting it. And one thing, I can't even remember if this was during the decluttering challenge or not, but one day I was just scrolling through Facebook and somebody said, like, in search of Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
Oh, yeah, and you had
it. And I was like, I literally have an extra copy of that book sitting on my bookshelf. We had an extra one,
yeah.
Like, I have two copies of it.
Yeah.
And so I commented and I was like, oh, I have an extra copy of this book.
Yeah.
And she came and picked it up and it was really cool.
Right, that was awesome.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Anyway, so that was really awesome to be able to have that direct, you know, link, like you said.
Yeah.
And then things that we didn't think we would really be able to get rid of on Facebook Marketplace or Poshmark, but we're still in good enough condition to donate those things we took to Goodwill.
Yeah.
We also had some clothes of ours and leftover from our foster kids that were just not in good enough condition to donate. They might have had holes in them or they were just really, really worn out.
Yeah.
And they weren't good enough to donate. But we didn't want to just throw them in the trash. And so I'm still actually in the process of learning about like places that do, what's the word? Fabric recycling.
Yeah.
And so they'll take the fabric and they'll use it for something else, which some of it can be made into new clothes. And then I think some of it, if it's like in really bad condition, I think I read that people can use it for, housing insulation.
Yeah. That's
or
crazy.
Something like that. And so that's really cool.
Yeah.
So, the places that I found that I think do that are H&M and Madewell.
Yeah.
Madewell definitely recycles jeans.
Jeans, yeah.
Specifically. And then I think H&M will take other clothing items. Mm-hmm. So I was really happy to find that option instead of just throwing those away. And then if we pretty much exhausted all those resources, then we, you know, there were some things that we pretty much just had to throw away. There wasn't really another option. And I kind of struggled with thinking about, you know, decluttering and just adding more things to the garbage and like things going to the dump and, you know, just ending up in a landfill. And even I kind of struggled with some of the things that we were taking to Goodwill and thinking, you know, I don't know if all of these things are actually going to end up in someone's hands.
Right.
Or, you know, if they end up with a surplus of things that they can't use.
Are we adding a lot more?
Yeah. Are they just like going to end up in the trash anyway?
Yeah.
And so that's why we wanted to be mindful about, you know, trying to use other methods of getting rid of things where it was a more direct, you know, like we said, a direct connection to a person. Yeah. But I also had to remind myself that this whole decluttering process is part of a bigger picture of us learning to be more mindful about what we're bringing into our home.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So maybe right now we did unfortunately have some things in our home that we got rid of and that were broken or whatever. Or maybe, you know, maybe we bought something that was cheap and it broke and now we're just having to get rid of it.
Yeah.
But moving forward, we're trying to not just buy things willy-nilly that we're going to end up throwing away a week later or a year later or whatever. Yeah. And so that was something that also helped me just mentally to think about like, you know, we're trying our best to get rid of these things responsibly, but then we're also trying to not get ourselves into a situation in the future where we have a bunch of stuff that we have to get rid of.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think also, since we are in the process of like moving, for me, like that's something that I've been thinking about since, you know, starting this challenge, and, you know, like it makes a big difference. Even if you get rid of like a stack of gift cards, of old gift cards, little things, right? Earrings or whatever, like it makes a big difference, right? Yeah. Like 496 items, whether big or small, is still 496 items.
Yep.
Things that are away, gone from your life, you know? And so that's, it's cool. And so I was thinking about, you know, moving and stuff, and now it's like, okay, well now we have a lot less stuff that we could, you know, we have now, and then that requires for us to pack, you know? And so, and just trying to find also, like we're thinking about alternatives, right? Like thinking about like, well, you know, what's something that, like a vacuum, you know, that's, it's a lot, you know, less bulky and whatnot. Yeah. And so it's, and also another thing that we've been thinking about, it's like, well, we want to go tiny. We want to get a tiny house, you know? And so that would require us to not have a lot of things coming into this tiny house. Right.
Right.
So those are one of the couple of things that we've been thinking about and stuff.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And another thing, I don't think like we dove in too much at all, actually, but I wanted to at least bring it up that, can you do this? Can you declutter or do this game, this challenge while having kids, you know, or while preparing to have kids, while you're in the process of like getting kids, you know, into your house, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think with the three kids that we had for those 9 months, like we said, we did practice like the Marie Kondo, you know, method.
Yeah.
And like I said, it was a little hard for like our son, but I think that it they got it, you know, like the toys and stuff like that. They had a lot of toys, and here once in a while we would like me, I would go and sit with them and look at the toys and ask like, okay, let's look at the toys, you know, what's something that we could get rid of, or like, you know, are we done with it, or do we still want to play with it, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, and so we talked about like, you know, if you don't want a toy anymore, like this could go to someone else, you know, to a kid that would play with it.
And you know what? We also had to like lay down our pride and not let ourselves be attached to their things, because there were certain things that we had bought them for Christmas that they wanted to donate. And, you know, we were with our 6-year-old. It was like, you know what? She's right. Like she doesn't use this.
Yeah.
And we bought it for her, but she, you know, she's not getting use out of it and it doesn't bring her joy. And so that was hard for us because we were kind of going into grumpy parent mode of being like, I bought you this thing and you should be grateful for it.
That was me. Yeah. I was like, no. But I had to change, you know, just my attitude and the way I saw that like specific toy. And I thought like, well, I'm gonna have to look at it more of as an experience, like with this kid. Did this kid have like a good time with this toy, you know, for at least one time or whatever? Did they have this, you know, play time, you know, like activity time with this toy? You know, if it's yes, cool. You know, and then
And we can just learn from that, you know, and the next time, you know, we might think, okay, she didn't seem to get a lot of joy out of that type of a toy. So next time we're going to buy her something different. And
something different. Yeah.
You know, she does get a ton of use out of books and, you know, these other things. So we're going to buy her more of those and less of that. And again, it's not personal. Like our relationship with her is not dependent on this one little toy that we bought her for Christmas, regardless of how expensive it was or whatever. Yeah. Like that's not the point.
Yeah. So going back to that question, you know, that I asked, like, I think it could be done with kids, you know. I think it's a lot more fun with kids, like to just be able to look at the toys and the clothes and all that stuff and like talk about that, you know?
Yeah.
And so it definitely paints a different picture and like perspective on like the way that you look at stuff, you know? Yeah.
And I'm excited to talk about and think about like minimalism when we have a baby, because we have had kids, but we haven't had a baby yet.
Yeah.
And just thinking about, like, you know, baby gadgets and all the things, like,
right,
what do you need and what do you not need when you're having a baby?
Right.
So that could be a whole other topic.
Yeah. Yeah. Before, I think about, you know, learning about, like, certain little things that you do need or don't need, I was freaked out about, like, just, like, how expensive things could be, mm-hmm. you know, because you, quote unquote, need a certain thing for like a baby.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying babies aren't expensive. I know they are, but
right.
But there are certain things that maybe, you know, maybe you could think about before you just automatically buy it.
Yeah.
Was there anything that you thought about getting rid of, like really considered getting rid of and then decided not to?
So yeah, well, I think we talked about this, the bike.
Okay, yeah,
we might
have already answered this question.
But I think the TV that we have.
Oh, yeah.
It was gifted to us by our brother, and we use that pretty much every day. Mm-hmm. We love it so much. But we've been thinking about getting a projector instead mm-hmm. of a TV. And yeah, just we think the projector would be a lot better. You know, just kind of gets rid of the need to get a TV stand, and also allows more room for us to walk, you know, and have access to, like, right now a TV it's like in a room, and mm-hmm. and so it takes up some space, and so I think a projector is something that we want to get, and so
yeah,
a TV, and I think we have like a bookshelf that we could get rid of as well. Mm-hmm. We have actually two, and so I think eventually getting rid of those two bookshelves would be great, and using, like, you know, just having less books I think would be cool, and you know, the alternative of having of like having an actual book would be like a Kindle, getting a Kindle and having the books that we just like really love and we want and stuff.
And we pretty much, I mean, we did a lot of that. Like, we downsized our books by a lot.
We did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was a ton.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Talk about that. Like, it's another topic as well. Like, we have so many books that like I was planning to read, you know, mm-hmm. but never did. And for many years, like, I've had certain books. I'm like, I'm going to get to it, but I never did. So it's like, man.
Yeah. And that's another thing I want to say that kind of just popped into my mind. Don't keep things that their existence makes you feel guilty. So don't keep books just because you feel like someday I should read them. If
right.
you're not really planning on reading it, and if you don't actually have a desire to read it, but you just think like, oh yeah, there's that book that I've never read, I've got to read it. Don't keep things that make you feel guilty. Don't keep clothes that don't fit into because you think like, oh, but maybe one day they're going to fit me again or whatever. And same, and that kind of goes along with the gift thing.
Yeah.
Don't keep things because they're a gift because it makes you feel guilty since somebody gave it to you.
Yeah.
Like, don't keep things out of guilt. That's not the purpose of things, you know?
Right. Yeah. So yeah, I think with clothes as well, that's something that I was like thinking, like, well, I have this clothes that will fit, you know, eventually. But yeah, I think that's a good thing to keep in mind, you know, try to get rid of the guilt mm-hmm. Out of the items and stuff. Yeah. Do you have anything that you wish you would have gotten rid of?
Well, no, I didn't really mean like things I wished I would have gotten rid of, but just like what was something that you like really thought about and you almost decluttered it, but you decided not to. And one thing that came to mind, I'm not even sure how close I was to decluttering this or not, but I was looking through a box of stuff in my closet that was kind of just like sentimental things.
Yeah.
And I came across a plaque I got when I was in Awana, which is like a youth group, a church group.
Yeah.
That I did when I was a kid. And I have this Sparky Award that I got when I was in third grade, and it was for completing the program from kindergarten, first grade, and second grade. Oh yeah, so I got it when I was in second grade.
Yeah.
And I saw it there and it was just so cute, and I was like, you know what, I think I'm gonna keep this, even though it's something I could easily justify getting rid of.
Right.
But it marks a really significant time in my life, and you know, Awana played like a huge role in my childhood, uh-huh. and that's where I first learned about Jesus, and So it had a lot of sentimental value to me, and it's kind of bulky. And so again, I could have really justified like getting rid of it, but I decided to hold on to that because of that memory attached to it.
Yeah.
Oh, and I guess one thing we should say too is that we were documenting this on Instagram, and I
Yeah.
think that was helpful because it kept us accountable because we were
Definitely.
every single day we were posting, day whatever, and a picture of the items that we got rid of.
Yeah.
And I think that did hold us accountable to, and it also gave us a really easy kind of log to look back at and be like, oh yeah, we already counted that thing, and even preparing for this episode, you were able to go back and look at all of those items.
Yeah, it's so true. And with that, like, I think that the minimalists recommend you doing it with someone else. Do it with someone, whether it's like on social media or a friend or a family or whatever, like doing it together. I think that definitely helps you a lot. It motivates you, and keeps you accountable. Okay, so if you enjoyed this episode listening to what the 30-day challenge was, what decluttering is and stuff, that's awesome. That's pretty cool. And we'd love to be part of that conversation with you. And so if you are starting the decluttering process or thinking about it, like, and are planning on like getting rid of something, send us a picture of that item or items to our Instagram or Facebook at the Politos and tag us, mention us or whatever. And yeah, we love to see that. And we want to be part of that process and journey with you and just cheer you on as well. Because it could be a little, tricky and hard and stuff at times. So we want to be there for y'all. And so, yeah, keep at
Yeah,
it.
absolutely.
Yeah.
As the minimalists say, it might be a bitter shock at first, but much like coffee, a meaningful life is an acquired taste. Sip slowly and enjoy.
See
See you
you
next
next time.
time.